Yeah, Jack, I'm gonna ask the question everybody wants to know. How are you feeling physically?
Good. The shoulder didn't feel like it got any worse, so no setbacks there. Obviously, it was a physical game, so the body's pretty sore, but overall, doing really good and in good health.
Now, you're a kid who grew up in the state, so how important is that rivalry game for you personally?
It's super fun. Two competitive teams that want to win, so I think the environment was great. Cougar Nation really showed out. Like I said, good football was played, and yeah, it was awesome.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Yeah, Jack, a lot's been made of what happened last year after the rivalry game, and you guys, as a player, how hard emotionally is it to bounce back and refocus and move forward after such an emotionally draining game?
Yeah, I think we need to do a better job this year compared to last year with that. Obviously, that game is over. We won. We're happy about the result, but we need to focus on this week. We got to play Iowa State. They're a great team, and we really just got to be locked in on this week and put that one in the past.
So Iowa State has one of the better quarterbacks in the Big 12, Rocco Becht. What I don't know if you watched much film on him yet, but what do you see from him? What do you guys got to do to contain him?
Yeah, I haven't watched too much as of right now, but he's got a great arm. He has great accuracy, so it's going to be a big thing to keep him in the pocket and get pressure in his face.
Next question from Sean Walker.
Jack, we've heard a little bit from Kalani this year about him working with the sports science department and kind of Dr. Main's overall impact on this team. What kind of a role, can you talk him up for us? Like, what kind of a role has he played with you guys in terms of you know, some injury prevention and you know, recovery and kind of helping you guys maybe even stay out of the athletic training room in some ways?
Yeah, so he has different machines and different tactics he uses that really work, and it's just like you said, more science-based. So it's little things like just changing things in the weight room and doing things like that that help our bodies still feel good, but we still get the right amount of work in and continue to stay up on and not slack on any work.
Next question from Brandon Gurney.
Jack, in recent games, there's been an opportunity for a lot of the younger defensive players, defensive line, Newsy and Tusili have stepped up, and then your position group, Max and Miles Hall and Ace Kafusi. Can you maybe discuss the job they've done and how impressed you've been with their play and how they've helped the overall production of the defense?
Yeah, they're great players. The amount of work they've put in, just extra time, extra film, asking questions, they've done a phenomenal job, and they have the want to get better, which is a huge thing. And then when they've got their opportunities, they've made play. So it's been great to see them, and they have really bright futures.
Next question from Kyle Ireland.
Jack, I know that, you know, when you're on the sideline, you guys, as the defense, are scheming things up at times. But when you do have a chance to look at the offense on the field, what have you seen out of Bear Bachmeier and the decisions he's making, especially the last 2 weeks where he's really come up with some big plays, some big touchdowns for you guys as an offense?
Yeah, he looks even more comfortable and confident each and every week. He's making some great throws, great runs. The whole offense has done a phenomenal job. O-line's been killing it, which with giving Bear time or giving him the right blocks, the right reads. So the whole offense has been awesome to watch. They've been big plays after big plays, and yeah, you can't forget L.J. Martin breaking runs every game, so it's been awesome to watch the offense.
All right, any other questions? Okay, looks like you're good to go, John.
All right, thank you.